Would you like to start the program?
Okay, Daddy.
It is time to cast off words, darkness.
Once again, it's time. It is time for another broadcast. We're glad you're with us. Hello, my name is Ed Gutfeld, and it is time again for another timely broadcast in the times of the Gentiles, for the times and seasons of our life. Hallelujah. It's time to start declaring something greater than you can see with your eyes and feel with your hands and so on and so forth. All the senses are not going to tell you what time it is. You have to look at God's clock. You have to look at God's face. You'll have to look at God's heart to get the proper time. And the time is time to believe. That's what it is. That's the only clock that you can go by, is the veracity of God. And that's what it's all about. We're glad you're with us. We have a great program lined up for you today. And we're going to be talking about agreement, the place of power. My goodness, if there is anything on earth to learn about power, when it comes to the subject of power, we have to know about the power of agreement. Jesus said, where two on earth agree as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of our Father which is in heaven. And my, that is a powerful, powerful truth. Before we go any further, we want to let you know about one of our new sponsors. It is the Bible. And we want to go ahead and give them their time right now.
No, honey, I agree. We should be seeking eternal answers about life. But the question is, where? I mean, no way am I going to some online do-it-yourself guru or some $600 a weekend, you're all God's crackpot. Isn't that right, little buddy? Yeah, I'm not looking for some hyped-up, frenzy-based super church either. Tell me where I can get some truthful answers with honesty and purity. I'll be there today, the whole family. And that means you too, little guy.
Yeah, talk to Jesus. He's been leading people into the truth and life for 2,000 years. It's his book, the Bible. It has all his simple truths that bring families together for a safe, simple, and secure eternal life. Talk to Jesus. He's the way. Yes, he is, and his Bible's the book, and that's the book that we listen to, and that's the book that we get our directions from, and everything that we do, think, and say, we want it to come from the Word, because the Word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Hey, you know, when it comes to agreement, there's a lot of things to agree on, and boy, if you've never been introduced to the Word of God, you just go ahead, buckle your seatbelt, because we're about ready to take off into something so beautiful and so wonderful. There's so much to agree upon. It's amazing to me how many people are out of agreement with each other that are even in the church, let alone outside the church. And, you know, we usually major on our differences, and, you know, whether it's dress style or hairstyle or style of music, that could be just as bad as anything. But what we need to center on is what we have in common, and especially in the church and people that agree on the Word of God. You know, someone say, do you believe in this doctrine? Do you believe that doctrine? Well, let's find out what we agree on first. Let's go from there. There's so much to believe in. You know, there's the name of Jesus. There's the Word of God. There's the Holy Spirit. There's forgiveness. There's the blood, and there's the power, and the power of agreement itself. So when we bind together that way, we have power, because the Lord said, if two on earth agree, harmonize, make a symphony about anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of our Father, which is in heaven. And I enjoy this song so much by Don Potter, and it is a powerful song that we just love to sing it. It's a song you got to get up and get excited about, and it's a song called I Believe. And we ought to just go ahead and rehearse the things that we believe and be surprised how quickly you grow in faith when you start talking about what you believe in. This is I Believe by Don Potter.
Here we go, people. I believe the said God came to see us. I believe he was an ordinary man. I believe he left us with the Spirit. I believe it's gonna fill every man. I believe there's mercy every morning. I believe he's the Ancient of Days. I believe his thoughts are always on us. I believe he's forever.
I believe, and the Lord keeps saying, shout it out, son, you're gonna believe. That's right. We Believe. That's Don Potter and his band. And I Believe. There's so much in that song to hook up with. And it's just incredible. I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe in the power of the name. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the sacrificial lamb. I believe Jesus ascended to the Father. I believe he's coming back again. Yeah, he says that I believe that God came to see us. He was ordinary, but you know, he left his Holy Spirit with us. Oh, there's mercy every morning. He's the Ancient of Days. His thoughts are always on us. He's forever the same. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. What do you say? Let's believe it. Let's just believe it. And then that towards the end there, he said, I don't know if I believed it all one day, but I'm growing stronger every day. And boy, I think that that's something that we need to hook up with. Sometimes things are harder to believe for us. Some things we believe quickly, and some things we need to be taught, and it takes a little time. But guess what? If you'll just let the Holy Spirit absolutely get a hold of you and just say, hey, come on, my soul, let's build up ourselves in faith and glory. This is the Wren Collective Experience. Come on, my soul, just tell your soul, rise up. Start believing what God said. His word is true and steadfast. Come on, my soul. The Wren Collective Experience and Come On My Soul, or actually it's just Come On, but I keep adding the word soul because we're talking to our soul and telling us, come on soul, let's rise up, let's believe God, and let's believe something about him, what he says about himself. And it all starts with the word. And the power of agreement is amazing. When they were building the Tower of Babel, God said, hey, I got to go confound these people's languages because they've come to such a place of an agreement that nothing will be held back from them. That tells me something about even natural thinking, natural life. There is something so powerful about agreement that... that's why the enemy comes against agreement. The enemy of our soul comes against marriage, he comes against siblings, he comes against churches, he comes against things that need to be done to help people, because agreement, when you get an agreement, nothing can be withheld from you. And when you have God's heart and you're in agreement, that's even stronger. And that's what we want, is God's heart. And where do we get God's heart except through his word? And his word, in the word of God, is the heart of God. You can't say one thing and believe another. No, neither does God. And this is an older song, and written by Amy Grant many years ago, and or sung by Amy Grant. And we love this song. Enjoy it. It speaks about the Word of God that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Amy Grant, Thy Word.
Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, will I fear as long as you are near? Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Amy Grant, and powerful thoughts from the Word of God. The Bible said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. Oh, yeah. He says, you know, you think your thoughts are great, but my thoughts are even greater. My ways are higher, my thoughts are higher. But the good news is that that the heavens, as the rain comes down, rather, verse 10 in Isaiah 55, as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that for which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereinto I sent it. Wow. You know, the word of God is what prospers us. The word of God is what gives us the seed to sow. And the sowing of the seed is what produces the harvest. And so God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, and he increases the fruits of our righteousness. And that's so strong. Yeah. So we need to first come in agreement with God's word. It's his word in our heart that causes us to have power. But this is a program about agreement. You know, when you, in fact, the scripture says that, you know, the enemy comes in to steal our agreement, to hinder the power of God in our life. And if he can steal the agreement away from homes and from families and from couples, from churches, then he can steal the power. If he can't steal our agreement, he can't have the power. That's why walking in love is so essential. But what comes even before that is the Word. The Word commands us to walk in love, you see. So if you come to a place in your life where you say, hey, I'm going to bow my knee to the Word of God. If God says it, I'm going to do it. If God says do it this way, then I'm going to do it that way. And if we will walk that way and say, okay, this is the way I'm going to do it from now on, I'm going to do it God's way, then you'll find something happen in your life that there'll be a place of power unparalleled. Because why? Because that is the way God designed us. He designed us to walk in such unity. He designed us to walk in harmony. Heaven is not confused. Heaven is not out of harmony. Heaven does not have any strife. And we just got to say, you know, I'm going to get the strife completely out of my life and not allow this disharmony thing to be in my marriage, in my home, in my church. Why? Because I want there to be a place of power. So when I pray, that something will happen. You know, the scripture says the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are attentive to their prayers. And so when we're praying in faith and we're praying in agreement, then there's nothing that can hinder our prayers. There's a scripture in 1 Peter chapter 3. And if you're not married, just still keep listening. He says this, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them, your wives, according to knowledge. Give honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Well, guess what? If your prayers can be hindered, then we got to figure out a way to not get our prayers hindered. And the way you unhinder them, you say, well, our prayers have been hindered. I just know they have. Well, the way you unhinder them, I'll slow down a little bit. The way you unhinder them is by going to the Word and say, Lord, let your Word be a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And if I'm wrong, Lord, I'm going to admit I'm wrong immediately. I'm going to be quick to repent, quick to forgive, quick to agree. You know, those are three things right there that'll change your life. Be quick to repent, be quick to forgive, and be quick to agree. Some people, I've seen them, they take years. If not years, they take days or months just to agree with something. You know, because they don't want somebody telling them what to do. And hey, if God's Word has authority, let God's Word tell you what to do. It doesn't matter what vessel it comes from. The truth is truth no matter where it comes from. If it comes from the pulpit, if it comes, you know, I've seen some people, there's somebody in the church maybe that knows something and they say something, well, I'm not going to listen to them because I don't like them too much. You know, that's silly. If it's God's Word, it's God's Word. And I love this truth of God's Word that tells us that our prayers don't have to be hindered, so that I can pray and agree and let doors of favor open to me. I don't have to push and shove and know everything. I just have to be in the right place at the right time with the right heart. And and when that happens, oh, it's wonderful. His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So let's get in agreement with God's Word. Let's get in agreement with God. Let's make a decision right now to be in agreement with the Word of God. Let's just make an agreement right now that we're not going to buck the Word. We're not going to say, oh, I can't believe that. I can't do that. No, we sang that song. I believe. I believe. I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe in the power of the name. We're changing our tune, if you will. We're singing a new song. And we're coming into agreement with your Word. Father, we're going to agree with your Word. I lift my hands to you right now. And by lifting my hands, I'm saying I'm a covenant man. I'm a covenant person. You're a covenant person. And I'm lifting my hands and saying, God, I'm going to agree with whatever your Word says. Whatever your Word says, I'm going to agree with it. And that's going to be my method of operation from this time forward. This is Janny Grine and a powerful song called By His Word. This is what we can agree with. By His Word.
By His Word. Swallow me by his His word, sickness can't dwell in me. By His word, I walk in victory. By His word, I've been set free. By His name, no fear in me. By His name, death cannot swallow me. By His name, I have prosperity. By His name, sickness can't dwell in.
Jenny Grine, and the song is By His Word. That's why it's so essential to come into agreement with His Word. By His Word and by His name, by His Spirit, by His power, we've been set free. The Scripture tells us that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And how does Jesus set us free? But He set us free by His Word. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Joel 3:10 says, "Let the weak say, I am strong." How can the weak say they're strong when they're weak? Because there's strength in the Lord, that's why. And when you look at His Word, the Word will always take you beyond where you are. That's what growth is all about. It takes you beyond where you are. And the Word will point you to a place of faith. It's raw material. And if you're going to build a house, you got to have all the wood and all the nails and all the, you know, all the sheetrock and all the marble, whatever you're going to put in there, accessories. You got to have those things, and that's the house, but it's not together. You got to build the house. You got to have raw material. Well, faith is the raw material of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when you have this raw material, you are in a place where you say, I know this house is coming together. I've got the raw material. I've got the faith. And then you just watch it come to pass. And when we come into agreement with the Word, we're in a place where we're going to have something happen. And the Word leads us to the blood. And the blood says so many powerful things about us. The blood declares us not guilty. The blood ushers in a new covenant. And it's a powerful truth to get involved with the blood of Jesus. It will take you places where you could never go yourself.
It will strengthen you, lift you up, and cause your mentality to change completely. Nothing but the blood. This is Matt Redman. Let's believe.
Speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood, your blood, your blood. Speaks a better word than all the empty claims heard upon this soul. Speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood.
Oh,
That's Matt Redman. Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Come into agreement with the blood. The blood is speaking of better things than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. There's forgiveness. There's grace. There's power. Oh, we need to come into agreement with these things. Lord, I agree with your blood. I agree with your word. I agree with your spirit. I agree with my brothers and sisters that we're coming into a place of unity like never before. And we're not going to break rank in no matter what, in the wonderful name of Jesus. My days of pity, self-pity are over. You know, self-pity, I was thinking about this. Self-pity draws us away from the crowd to take us out of the place of agreement. Self-pity isolates us. It says, you know, you got to live on your own. You got to do things on your own. Nobody cares. Nobody loves you. And that's a lie. Because Jesus died for us yesterday. He took away our sin yesterday. He took away all the powers of darkness and set us free. And we don't have to go to that pity place anymore. We were talking about yesterday on the broadcast that, you know, the expansion of the devil's kingdom is the idea of his expansion is to expand pity party Party City USA. Pity Party Party City. Yeah. Just put up pity party cities everywhere. They have these little party city places, you know, but the devil, he wants to put up pity party. I can't even say it five times fast or even one time fast. He wants to put up these pity party places and just ruin every bit of agreement that we have because of self-pity. Well, we've got a committee against pity party city expansion, and we're not going to allow them to come and erect their superstores in our towns. In the name of Jesus, this is a public service announcement. We want you to hear it and take heed.
This is a public service announcement of citizens against Pity Party, Party City.
Something must be done. This has to be stopped.
Pity parties are threatening our cities. Mr. D. Satan must be stopped.
There's only one solution.
The blood of Jesus overcomes self-pity.
We saw the expansion of Pity Party, Party City by Mr. D. Satan as a threat to the welfare of our people. And we're taking action, fighting against plans for more pity party cities.
Well, if they think they can just skate into our town and triple nuts over our people and the fine outlook on our future because of the blood of Jesus, then I say Pity Party City has truly underestimated the weapons of our warfare.
We view the bold attempts of Pity Party City's expansion as an out-and-out effort to steal the hope and the vision away from each citizen.
As mayor of this city, we're taking action. We're arming each citizen with the promises of God. We're taking the It Is Time broadcast and sharing it with everyone. We're spreading the news of Team Edify and enlisting our townspeople to rise up and edify one another. We will run Mr. D. Satan out of our town and forbid the expansion of these pity party cities. We will be edified by God and not taken over by self-pity.
Yes, you too can take a stand against the expansion of Pity Party cities in your town. Let's edify one another and be pity-free.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by It Is Time podcast and the good people at Team Edify.
Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org. Our sponsor this half hour is 2 Core 10-4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the Father of Lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2-Core 10-4. 2-Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2-Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10:4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2-Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2-Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2-Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments.
Yeah, this is the Imperials. I'm forgiven. You got to get an agreement. You're forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Forgive your neighbor. Forgive yourself. Let's rejoice in the forgiveness of God.
From the start, you held a place in my heart, a place that no one else could feel. But sin kept your spirit from working in me. I couldn't look at life honestly. Until the day my will gave way to the truth that I found in you. I never knew just how good it could be to stand in your presence totally.
That's the Imperials, and I'm forgiven. That's the rejoicing that we need to do in the fact that we are in agreement with God's word concerning the forgiveness of our sin and forgiveness of those around us. And we need to rejoice that the grace of God is enough for us. Matt Maher wrote a song called Your Grace is Enough. And we need to come into agreement with grace. Grace is happening. God's favor is in our behalf. Hallelujah. God is, he's building his church, and you're part of the church. And he favors us with his Holy Spirit and his grace. His grace is enough.
Your faithfulness, oh God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters and to mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people. Remember your children. Remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Great is your love and justice, God of Jacob.
You know, those areas where you may feel pressured, you may feel, you know, in some way vulnerable, the grace of God is enough to cover us. It's enough to protect us. It's enough to do whatever needs to be done. And when we stand in God's audience, and just for God's glory, just for God himself, it's mighty what happens. You know, so often we get caught up. You know, we're talking about agreement. Agreement is the place of power. And there's such a, you know, I remember that old television program, Get Smart. And they used to have the cone of silence, and these things would come down from the ceiling and come on top of the heads of the people. And supposedly, they're the only two that are going to hear what's going to be talked about. It's top secret. And of course, everybody in the room could hear them, and it would echo and go down the corridors and whatever. And it was anything but the cone of silence. But so often when people are in strife, indifference, they think there's some kind of a cone of silence where it's just going to stay between those two people. But it doesn't. It reverberates around the world. And we need to go in God's audience. We need to have a cone of silence with heaven. The scripture said the love of God covers the multitude of sins. The multitude. He said, you don't understand, there's such a multitude of sin. And God said, yeah, I know. My grace covers it. My love covers it. My love covers the multitude of sin. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Boy, you want to get it. You know, the key to being in agreement with people is to be in agreement with God. Because God will show you how to agree with people. But you got to be in agreement with God first. And he can remove shame. He can remove all the bitterness, all the junk, all the garbage. And you just become so enthralled with God. And he removes it from other people. You see the other people's flaws, and God says, you know, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. You just take care of between me and you. And you say, okay, God. I love the thought. I enjoy the thought. I just am excited about the thought that when we come into agreement, it's going to happen in the name of Jesus. Ben Farrell has an album called An Audience of One, and he introduces the album with a 15-second reading of scripture and a thought. And we're going to play the song Mighty to Save. He's going to move mountains. God's going to move mountains. I believe if you trust him right now, he's moving mountains. And I just want you to just get what Ben is talking about as he introduces the audience of one. And then we'll just go right into Mighty to Save and watch God do something exceeding abundantly beyond all that we can ask or even think.
And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. For you see, whatever we do for an audience of one.
That's right, we do it for an audience of one. That's our Father. This is between us and our Father right now. Lord, we thank you. You're the only audience that matters right at this moment. To change our hearts, change our lives, to give us great boldness for the future. To walk into the future with power, love, and soundness of mind. Thank you, Lord. You're available for every single person right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is
mighty to save.
He
is mighty to save. Forever,
Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave.
Jesus conquered.
Yeah, that's Hillsong, Mighty to Save. And we're ready to pray. We're ready to pray the prayer of faith. We're ready to pray the prayer of agreement and not get out of agreement. That's the key right there. Don't get out of agreement. Father, we just join together. If you're listening to this podcast, just join with me. It doesn't matter what time of day it is or night, whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, just grab a hold of this right now because we're in agreement. We pray every day. We stand in agreement every day. And those that listen to this podcast, listen to this broadcast, we stand in agreement with you right now. We lock shields together. We lock arms together. And we will not get out of agreement. God, we're believing for deliverance. We're believing for healing. We're believing for breakthrough, financially and otherwise. Lord, we thank you. You supply our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The windows of heaven are open to us as we obey. Lord, I thank you for a heart to obey you, eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to obey, and a will to listen to your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We touch and we agree for the salvation of people in our homes right now. God, we're trusting you for salvation. You can move the mountain. We speak to the mountain. We command it to go in the name of Jesus. Leave, be cast into the sea right now in the mighty name of the Lord. And nothing shall hinder the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Whatsoever we ask in faith, believing, we shall receive, according to Mark 11:24. We thank you so much, God. You're so good. You're so wonderful. You're so great. And we're just so pleased, so honored, so blessed to be a part of the family of God. Be able to pray the prayer of faith with someone on earth and just be involved with the greatest thing that is in earth, and that is the kingdom of God. Well, praise the Lord. We're out of time, but we've enjoyed this. This has been a great program on agreement. Man, don't you go to that pity party. No, don't do it. Don't go to a pity party, whatever it is, pity party, party city. Don't go there. You stay in a place of faith. Stay in a place of agreement. Call somebody, email somebody, tell somebody, Facebook somebody, and just tell them what you're believing, that you're believing God is great. Tell them about this broadcast. Tell somebody about it, and we would be so blessed if you did that. We would be honored, and we just need to see some more people come to the Lord and get turned on with the Word of God and our podcast. It is time. Why is it time? Because God's time is right now. It's time to believe God. It's time to keep shouting the victory. You got to tell somebody. You just got to keep telling them. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Amen. Till next time, just don't put anything off. Don't put it off anymore. Why? Because it is time.